What's up, what's up, what's up, people? We are back. This is your boy Killer K.
This is your boy Just J.
And this is Taste Like Shade. We are back with another episode. Another week has gone by. Another week it has been still cold as shit. Spring, summer, please get here.
Please get here. I was just telling someone the other day, I was like, seasonal depression is real. The fact that I get off of work and it is dark outside when it is fucking 6 p.m., I feel like I need to go to bed. But, like, I can't go to bed because, like, I have shit I need to do. I need to go to the gym. Like, I can't let this weather and time change affect my daily activities.
Yeah,
I refuse.
So, like, I've only been – usually I leave work early and just work the rest of my day from home. As of recently – well, I'm not going to say as of recently. Since daylight saving time happened, I've had to stay at work pretty much two times up until 5:30 or over 5:30. And I ride a skateboard at home, and it's like I really have to start getting home before the sun starts going down because it gets dark really fast.
So fast. I don't like it.
Whoever came out
it.
With daylight savings time, why? Like, I know there are some math and science behind it, but you could have
There's
just
some places
that
don't do it. There's some places that don't even acknowledge it.
Where? I mean, I feel like it's like probably Iceland somewhere where it's like sunny all the time. Isn't that Iceland?
Because this is shit, you got the wrong one. Yeah, Iceland. The fuck?
Only thing I know about Iceland is actually like green. And Greenland is supposed to be the ice, supposed to be icy. So I don't.
I feel like we sound dumb as hell right now, and I don't want to keep talking about that.
Well, I'm going to continue.
Greenland is green, and Iceland is icy.
Yeah, that's
so.
Like, I feel like I looked that up one day. One day I was high, and I was just like on Wikipedia. And I was like, wait, hold up, nigga.
Oh, my Jesus Christ.
You mean to tell me so Iceland has got ice?
Me. The fuck? But yeah, I hate it. I don't like it. But whatever, we're here.
All right. So, it is also Grammy season.
Child.
And the
the
Grammy
upset,
nominations
honey.
Are out. I guess we should review the list of Grammy nominations.
Yeah, you can do one subject or one category, then I'll do the next category. We're only doing like there's multiple categories, but we're only doing like four.
It's some particularly stuff that I want to do talk about, but we can kind of just I guess we can just go over the ones that we want, and then we can kind of just decide what we think. So first one is Record of the Year, which would be Hey Ma by Bon Iver.
Never heard of it.
Bad Guy, Billie Eilish.
Eilish.
Eilish. I'm sorry. I saw her perform on Saturday Night Live. That's the only reason I know who she is. Doesn't she have like a cast on her leg or something right now?
Couldn't tell you.
I don't know. Seven Rings by your boo Ariana Grande.
Hey, what's poppin', baby?
Shout out to her. I think she had a concert in Atlanta yesterday that she was potentially going to cancel, but I guess she announced that she had some workarounds for being sick. So shout out to you.
AKA she was dodging them high notes. That's okay. In a bar.
A Hard Place by her. I don't think I know that song, but I do know her and I love her work. So
yeah, I love her just as a person.
Talk Khaled, Old Town Road, Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus, which I don't know why they would do that. It literally says Old Town Road, but it says Billy Ray Cyrus is only featured in the remix, and the remix was nowhere near as hot as
the actual
original song. So I just feel like they're trying to throw whatever. I'll get into that. Truth Hurts by Lizzo, and then Sunflower by Post Malone and Swae Lee. Hands down, it's going to be Old Town Road. The only reason I don't want to give him the Old Town Road is because it's going to have Billy Ray Cyrus' name all over it. And every time they mention Lil Nas X's name, they're going to mention his name. And he literally had nothing to do with that song. From what I've heard, he didn't even write his own verse. So.
Oh, no. Wow. Okay, so if we're really talking about like impact, Old Town Road was the only song that really was like hitting like that as far as making like a world global impact. I will be pissed and surprised if that song does not fucking get Record of the Year. But.
The only three songs here, and maybe I'm just not into white culture like that, but Old Town Road, Truth Hurts, and Sunflower. The only reason I say Sunflower is because after that Spider-Man movie came out, that shit blew up with the kids.
That shit like, blew up. Yeah, right, blew the fuck up. Exactly. It was cute. You got to think. Record of the year, I feel like, has to be cute, and like the kids have to be a part of that.
Like, but you can't deny. I feel like Grammys, they go off of feelings and not statistics. You cannot deny Old Town Road. Like, it was literally record-breaking number one on these charts. I don't see any other song on here that I felt like
that did what that song like, did. Yeah.
That did what that the impact that that song had. Like, you got 3-4-year-olds singing that song.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know nobody singing Billie Eilish or whatever her name is.
Eilish. Yeah.
English. I'm going to say fucking Billie English. Whatever, all right. Jesus.
We rewriting history.
We rewriting history. All right. Motherfuckers, every time I go to Starbucks, somebody calling me Lemon and LaVar and Lamar and shit. So I can call somebody whatever the fuck I want and let's start until Starbucks and get my goddamn name right.
And that's period. Let me write my full name on a Starbucks cup. That would be interesting. But the next category was Album of the Year. And Bon Iver, I don't fucking know. Still never heard of this person. Don't know if it's a boy or a girl. Norman fucking Rockwell by Lana Del Rey, which, I mean, if you're trying to go to bed, I guess you can play that song or that album. When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go by Billie Eilish. That sounds very demonic. Like, I actually don't, I don't fuck with spirits like that. Thank You Next by Ariana Grande. I Used to Know Her by her. 7 by Lil Nas X. 'Cause I Love You by Lizzo. And Father of the Bride, Vampire Weekend. So if I'm giving my true, honest opinion, I think this is between Ariana Grande and Lizzo.
I knew you was going to bring Ariana Grande. it's definitely not going to Lil Nas X, because that album overall was ass. Not the impact that
big
Old Town Road had.
Yeah.
But we're going to let him ride with that. We're going to let you cook. I'm going to go ahead and say 'Cause I Love You, only because that's the only album that I can listen to in full from. Actually, I think I like Thank You Next. I just haven't listened to it as much as I've listened to Lizzo. So I'm going to go ahead and say Lizzo. And besides Lizzo, and I really would also be surprised if I Used to Know Her one, but I wouldn't be mad at that, because I actually really like that album.
You know what? I've been forgetting this, the Grammys. They really get into like the lyrical content of an album or whatever the fuck they be talking about. So it really could go anywhere. I don't know. I don't know about that one. That's a stay tuned one. But next one is Song of the Year. There's
okay,
a lot of songs.
So,
ooh, Jesus.
I am actually pissed about this list. I'm going to go over the songs, right? And then we can discuss this. Always remember Us This Way, Lady Gaga. Never heard of it. Bad Guy,
never heard of it.
Billie English, again, never heard of it. Bring My Flowers Now, Tanya Tucker, never heard of it.
That is. Nope.
Hard Place by her.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and skip this one because I want to save this for last. Someone You Love by Lewis Capaldi, Truth Hurts, Lizzo. And then they have Lover by Taylor Swift on this. And I actually looked up this because I've never even fucking heard of this song. This song peaked number 10 on the charts.
Ooh.
Did not even make it into the top 3, top 5, none of that shit. And she's nominated for fucking Song of the Year. Why? Why do y'all continue to favoritism Taylor Swift? This is getting like, it's getting so obvious and blatant at this point that y'all just want to give her awards. And I am going to go ahead and say, for my sanity, so I don't piss myself off after I get this news, that Taylor Swift is going to win.
I just feel like Taylor Swift is the only girl that has her Illuminati card still activated, and that's how she is doing what she's doing. This list as a whole can kiss my ass.
This list gotta go, especially you ain't got no the cultural impact of rap. You don't have no fucking rap songs on here.
Okay, my question, what's the difference between Song of the Year and Record of the Year?
You know what, my dog? That's a good question. I would say Record of the Year, they probably just give it to the artist, versus it seems like Song of the Year, they give it to the composers and everybody. Like, even Soulja Boy got a Grammy.
Okay. So I see that. Yeah. I see that. Okay. All right. That's it. I feel you. I feel like it's probably going to go to Taylor Swift on that one. The next one is best new artist. And then if this is the last category that I wanted to go over, if you wanted to go over another one, that's completely okay. Is best new artist. So you have Black Pumas, Billie Eilish, Lil Nas X, Lizzo, Maggie Rogers. Okay. You have Rosalia. Okay, Rosalia. Hey. Tank and the Bangas and Yola. This list is a fucking mess. First of all, let's say they didn't even put DaBaby on Best New Artist because they say he came out with mixtapes and that doesn't qualify him to be Best New Artist, which
I can understand that. I mean, I don't agree, but
yeah, I don't agree.
For them to, I can't understand because I mean, if you're gonna do, because I feel like they just do that for rap because rap people are the only people that really release mixtapes.
And that's another way to just go ahead and put somebody in a specific corner and, like, not give them Best New Artist. I mean, granted, do I think DaBaby would have won Best New Artist? No. But, like, put him in that space. Like, just because he came out with mixtapes, like, what categorizes that to not qualify? Like, I don't understand that. Like, technically, to my knowledge, what classifies you as a Best New Artist is if you're, you, like, put out an actual album. Like, that qualifies you as the best new artist, like, for that year. Like, if your album, this is your first album that is certified, like, with the record label or whatever, or whomever, that qualifies you to be best new artist. So, like, technically, his first album was Kirk. Which, I don't know.
So, the question is, if he actually does release an album next year, are they going to count it? Are they going to count it?
No, they're not going to count it. They shouldn't count it.
I would like to know what qualifies you as a best new artist, because one time Kendrick was nominated and he was on his second album.
See, yeah, this shit don't be making no goddamn sense. I don't know. But I read about DaBaby specifically and they were saying that, like, they did not incorporate him into that list because he had previous mixtapes out, which that don't make sense to me. So, yeah, there are a couple of other categories. These are like the deep ones. Some of these are the ones that they do before the show even starts. Best rap album. We can talk about that.
Okay, hold on. Before you even go into that, I just want to say again, fucking best pop solo performance. Taylor Swift was nominated again for You Need to Calm Down. That song was fucking trash. Like, you might as well just give the album to Beyonce for her music, for her artistic stylings on her video. Like, We really got to stop this. Best pop vocal album, love Taylor Swift. They got Beyonce, Lion King, and Taylor Swift. Of course she's going to get snubbed for that shit again.
And can we just take a second to talk about the vocal range that Beyonce gave us on fucking The Gift for Lion King? Bitch gave you opera. She gave you, I've never heard her do that with her voice before in this album like that. And it was beautiful to see in here. Like,
okay,
sonically.
I have a confession.
Oh God,
what? I still haven't listened to the album.
Oh my God! Why you were blocking your own blessings at this point?
I don't know. I was on my trap phase, so I was just like if you like, okay, so you know when they did that Apple Replay thing where you can go back and listen to your music? Like, my last 2 or 3 years, there's like no R&B music.
I'm so sorry. Because I think I said this, but I listened to Homecoming 825 times since April. Like, ain't that some shit?
Surprisingly, yeah. Future was in my top. And I was like, when did I listen to this album, this guy? Even Young Thug was my number one listen to album. And I'm like, I don't remember listening to this album.
Yeah, I was like, sir,
much.
Are you okay?
But low-key, that Young Thug album was fire.
It was good. I ain't gonna lie.
All right. So speaking of rap, we're gonna go over the best rap album.
Okay. So we have Revenge of the Dreamers 3 by Dreamville, which is a compilations album. You have Champions by Meek Mill. I Am Greater Than Who I Was by 21 Savage. Igor by Tyler the Creator and The Lost Boy by YBN Cordae. The fact
I
that y'all
never
even
read
put
that 21 Savage album like that.
Oh God, Jesus Christ.
Like, I just got that. I literally just got that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm screaming. So, if you've never looked at 21 Savage album, it's I Am Greater Than Sign I Was. So, like, reading it.
Great marketing.
Yeah, great. He did that.
Yeah.
So, if I were to put dubs on who would actually take it, who I want to take it is 21 Savage. Because I Am Greater Than Who I Was beautiful. Like, that was his best album. His first album that he came out with was pop garbage. Like, he was really trying to be mainstream with that. But with this album, yeah, like, one, this
it's
sound,
like, it's an album or some yeah, shit. Yeah,
it's an album. Like, that was, boy, get the fuck. But this was a 21 Savage album, and I can truly say that he had full control of this album. And if it's not him, my next would be Tyler, the Creator, Igor. I was reading a article today about Tyler, the Creator, and people didn't really, like, fuck with him when he first came out because, you know, his lyrical content was very, like, kill people.
Yeah, he used to talk about
rape. Rape and faggots and all that other stuff. And people didn't want to do deals with him. People didn't want to, like, put him on shows. Like,
he couldn't even perform in Europe at one point.
Exactly. Like, that, his first time being able to perform in Europe was this year, and that nigga has, like, 5 albums out. So, like, but he has gone under this, like, rebranding. Not really. I don't think it's purposefully. I think he's just, like, evolved. And
he's grown. He, back then when he was making music, he was angry. You know,
he was probably mad.
He had issues growing up.
I'm still mad.
His homeboy, I forgot that name, Earl Sweatshirt. He was his mom. Pretty much, they were making music so violent, his mom sent him into some school.
He had lost his
cousin slash best friend at that point, so he was going through shit.
But this album, I think, was really good. Ever since Flower Boy, like, he's, you know, on a different vibe as far as, like, you know, emo shit. But that would be my two people that I would want to have. Everybody else can go. I don't give a fuck about Dreamville. That was a compilation album. Like, okay, cool. There was only a couple songs off of that.
Meek
that
Mill,
no.
Honestly, I would be surprised, but I wouldn't be mad at YBN and Cordae winning because I actually really like that album.
I would be very, very surprised.
I would be surprised too, but I mean, like you said, it's not about, like, statistics and stuff like that. It's about the content of the music. And I don't know if you listened to the album. A lot of people didn't, but that album, everybody I know who listened to that album, they love it. And I honestly was very surprised. And the only reason I listened to the album is because I was surprised by the last YBN compilation album they did. I never thought I would like YBN when they first came out. I was like, who is these new niggas? But actually, when I started listening to them, I'm like, these niggas is fire.
Child. I don't know. I'm gonna listen to it, but once again, that was just some of the categories for the Grammys list. Of course, we're gonna have to really see what happens once the Grammys actually hit, which I think is in February sometime. I'm not sure.
Honestly, the Grammys is about clout because Nipsey Hussle got 3 posthumous, however you say that shit, nominations, and he would have never got them nominations if he didn't die.
Oh yeah, big
like
facts.
Straight up.
They
straight
are just
up.
Doing that because they just want to save face. Like,
yeah,
oh, shit,
they just want to. I guess if they do like, what's they call it? Where they pay respects at? If they do that,
a tribute
at the awards. Yeah, a tribute. I am going to throw up.
Oh my god! What if they bring out Macklemore?
Nigga, I will break my. Don't play like
I'm
that. You
I'm,
just
I'm
got
trash
me mad.
For that. I'm
like,
trash
you
for
just
that.
Really got me mad just thinking about
I'm
this.
So trash for that. All right. But yeah, so make sure y'all tune in. Don't. Do me a favor. Do not tune in to the Grammys and just find out who wins the next day because it's going to be on the internet. Like, just save your anger, your frustration, and don't give them the views because every year it keeps going down. And at one point, they're just going to go away. And, like, that's actually the goal. So yeah, that's the intros of some of the categories. But
the only other thing I want to discuss was the best R&B performance. I want Lizzo to win because if she wins,
okay,
Gucci Mane also gets a Grammy.
They have a song together?
Yeah, exactly how I feel.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's nominated. I'm really at a toss up at this best R&B performance because I actually like all these songs except for Lucky Day. I don't know who that is. But
yeah, man, shout out to fucking Ari Lennox, man. I'm gonna get into that later. But yes, was there any other category that you wanted to go over before we went into new music?
That is all.
Okay.
I also have no new music, so.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Ace, shout out to Ace, the one and only, the GOAT. He was like, y'all motherfuckers better not say y'all ain't got no new music this motherfucking episode. He was like, I'm going to fuck off. Because he was like, I got playlists dedicated with all new music and y'all motherfuckers need to listen to
it.
But
when I review, like, for me, I know, like, you talk about singles. Usually when I review stuff, I review albums. I don't just, like, do singles.
Yeah, I try to do, like, literally what's new. So if it's a single or an album, like, that's what's new and y'all should go listen to it. But
I do have new music. So.
Okay. So
go ahead and go first.
I know this is your girl. I try to get into her, but I can't. But her name is Jessie Reyes. She came out with a new song called Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
go listen to it. That's all I got for you. After that,
wow, the shade is real.
Woo. Okay, so Tory Lanez came out with a new it's called Chicks Tape 5. Am I saying that right?
I mean, I guess shy tape.
Shy shit.
Oh, it is Chicks Tape. Shit. I thought it said Shy Tape at
whatever. Tory Lanez, that one, he came out with a new album and he literally featured everybody and they got Damn Mama on here. Fabulous. Keep it. Trey Songz is on here. Lloyd is on here. Lil Wayne. You got Ashanti. Ludacris.
You got Jagged Edge on here.
Chris Brown, T-Pain, Jagged Edge. Like, he really showed up and showed out and really gave you a R&B sample banger. The leading single that came off of that was Jerry Sprunger, which, rude. You shouldn't have did that. But it was cute. And the fact that
I don't
that
know.
Put,
why? Wait. Am I missing something?
I don't know if you heard it. Jerry Sprunger. It's hint Tory Lanez and T-Pain, and it's a spinoff of I'm Sprung.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest. I haven't listened to this album yet, but I'm not gonna bash it because I actually, for a long time, wasn't a fan of Tory Lanez. And then somebody played, I can't remember which album it was, but somebody played his album in his car for me, and I literally banged that album for like 3 weeks straight. So I can't say that I'm a Tory Lanez fan, but last time I knocked Tory Lanez ended up biting me in the ass. So I'm going to wait till I fully listen to and dissolve this album before I appropriately talk shit.
Yeah, we have a love and hate relationship with Tory Lanez. Like, I am not a fan of, like, your whole catalog is you sampling other niggas' music. Like, I actually need, like, original music from you. So when he first came out on the scene, that's all his ass was doing fucking samples. And I'm like, nigga sampled the Proud Family. Like, please stop it. Stop. But now, you know, he's had some original content and then some other things like that, and I support it. So,
I mean, he is a songwriter, so maybe he was giving away all his good shit to everybody else, and who knows?
Who motherfucking knows? But also, speaking of the one and only, the GOAT Ace, he did come out with a new playlist on Apple Music. You can search it. It's called Press Play. By Ace Bowers, and it's everything that he's currently listening to. So just to give you a little sample of who's on here, you got some new Frank Ocean. He came out with two new songs called In My Room and another song. We got some Kanye. We got some Travis Scott, Alicia Keys, Division, just to give you that vibe. But speaking of, Jacquees came out with a new album. You listen to it called King R&B? Did we talk about
it? We talked about this last weekend. We already clowned his ass.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, no, I ain't listen to it anyway. But yes. Janae Aiko came out with
Rocks
a new
and Blunts,
song.
Ribs and Barbecue. Ain't no goddamn King of R&B.
Chat, fix it, Jesus. I don't know. Janae Aiko came out with a new song called None of Your Concern featuring Big Sean.
Her ex-boo.
Ex-boo.
Which, shout out to Big Sean, by the way. He came out with a Bathing Ape collaboration, and I know that was big for him because ever since I've known Big Sean to be on the scene, he's been a big Bape fan, so shout out to him.
Okay. Here's my issue with Janae Aiko. Like, everybody, well, I won't say everybody. I'll just say the selective people that I have in my circle was going up for this song, and it's called None of Your Concern. And, like, this just sounds like every other Janae Aiko song that she has ever came out with.
Yes, like, that is my review of Janae Aiko. Like, that is my full review. Like, hold up, didn't this song just sound like that last one?
Like, Janae Aiko actually just came out with, like, I feel like this was a song that she came out with years ago, and this was like, oh, nobody heard this song, so let me put it out again. Like, I don't know. And then there was a line in there that she was taking shots at Ariana Grande, something along the line, I see you out there with your old girl, or I saw you, or whatever, you don't want no beef, or she don't want beef, or something like that. Stop.
Are y'all really fighting over Big Sean right now?
And, like, that's the tea. Like, Big Sean really
because
don't give
I don't
a fuck anyway.
I can't think of any other reason for y'all to have beef with each other. No other.
Yeah,
reason.
I don't have the answers. I just don't. The song sounds like every other goddamn song that she came out with, so I really don't see the hype about it. But yeah, if you like Janae Aiko and you go up for her, she got a new song that you can listen to that you probably already heard because it sounds like everything else. But on my end, that does cover all of the new music. What new music did you have?
All right, so my number one listen to artist came out with a new album, Larry June. I know I've talked about him. I've talked about him a few times on this show. He actually came out with at least about 5 or 6 mixtapes this year. And yes. He dropped a mixtape called Product of the Dope Game. Check it out if you get a chance. My favorite songs on here are Peanut Butter Ragtop and Recaro Seats. Larry June is a West Coast rapper. He likes to rap about being healthy and getting your organics and your smoothies and
all fuck me up.
Yeah, so definitely check it out. Next album I have is a artist by the name of Cash Page, who is an artist out of Dallas. It's a R&B album with a total of 8 songs, nice and short. Get it done.
Fuck me up.
It's called Parking Car Convos. My favorite song on here is Fake Friends. That's not a subliminal shot to anybody. and then also, I don't know if you remember who Partisan Fontaine is.
I really thought she was about to say Paris Hilton. I was like, what?
Nigga, never. Yeah. But he was that dude who did that song with Cardi B. It was backing it up.
Hey.
Yeah, he finally dropped his album. That song is featured on the album. Other songs that are featured, Take It Down featuring Offset. Peach, which features City Girls, and Too Late, which features Jadakiss. And that wraps it up for my new music. Honestly, ever since this Apple Replay shit been dropping, I've been listening to my playlist, because why would I listen to anything but the most shit I've been listening to?
Like, the fire shit. Like, literally, that motherfucking playlist really go in.
And it is, like, so savage. Even I'm looking at my 2015 playlist, and my top 6... Actually, my top 10 songs is Dirty Sprite 2.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Of course. Shout out to Future Demon, whatever his full name is. But, yeah, the fact that was your number one album, or one of the albums that you listen to the most, like, I actually have questions. I still have questions. Like, what?
I still have questions because I don't remember listening to this album that much. And that album ain't even come out this year. I think it came out last year.
I really don't see myself listening to Future like back to back like that. But people really go up for Future, so I'm going to just plant my time.
I mean, yeah, when I be on my A-Town vibe, you know, if it's a Saturday, it's a beautiful day in the A, I'll just be bumping nothing but Atlanta artists. That song, Call the Coroner. Honestly, I think that it's just certain songs I listen to on that album so much, they just put it up there.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, that makes more sense. Because realistically...
Because when I think about it, like, I don't listen to actual albums that much. I mostly, like, listen to playlists, and I'll listen to new music. I was so surprised. Like, as much as I listened to the Carter Five, I was so surprised that album wasn't on my top 5.
That's one album that I keep thinking about and, like, need to get back into, because that album really did go in. Like, Carter Five was that shit.
I didn't realize how much I loved that album until I was, like, I think him and Travis Scott was supposed to perform at the same time at Rolling Loud.
Mm-hmm.
And I was standing next to some girls from Louisiana when we got the news. And somebody was like, well, I guess we gonna stay here. I was like, man, fuck Travis Scott. I'm trying to go see Lil Wayne.
Yeah, the fuck? Like, Travis Scott's still gonna be here. The Lil Wayne concert, like, might what not. The fuck? So.
Lil Wayne never performs.
Like.
And, like, he literally got enough money where he don't need to perform. So.
Exactly. Yeah, you gotta.
Yeah, so my top 3 albums was Evil Genius, Gucci Man, which, very surprised. So Much Fun, Young Thug, very surprised. Number 3 was Future Hendrix Presents Future.
Use a pussy.
Pussy, that's the only song I hate on that album.
Like, that's on my workout playlist. That shit kind of go off.
Okay, gal, it go in into. Is it Machine Gun Kelly on that song?
Couldn't tell you.
All right. Anyway, number 4 was Misunderstood, Young Bands. And number 5 was Juice WRLD, Death Race of Love. Honestly, a lot of these albums is albums that I like recently added. Even this album, Primo Rice. The Night at the Chateau is number 6 on my list. I just started listening to this album maybe like a month or two ago. So I don't know if they take recently into consideration, but what the fuck is the Carter Five? I knew I listened to that album more.
Right. Yeah. There's some people that I talk to that are like, this something may add up. One of these things are not like the other, but I don't know.
Well, anyway, that wraps it up for new music. Yes. We are now moving on to Houseway. All right, so speaking of awards, the game, the lead, I guess, Game Awards nominees have also came out. Pretty much Super Smash Bros., which is a fighting
game.
Okay,
I was like, what? Okay, but I'm here. We're here. Got it. Video games. Got it.
Nigga, I hate you.
Big boom.
All right, so like I said, pretty much ruining the gaming awards this year, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, which everybody knew it was. Everybody, every time Super Smash Bros. Drop, it pretty much takes over the fighting game world. Resident Evil 2, which is a remake of a classic PlayStation game that came out in the early or the mid-90s, I think. Sekiro: Shadow Die Twice. The one that really pissed me off was this game called Death Stranding. This game literally just came out this month, like the beginning of this month. One of the review blogs I read all the time gave it a 6 out of 10, and pretty much it has been described as a FedEx delivery simulator.
What?
Okay, so pretty much there's over 60 to 80 hours of gameplay, and everybody is pretty much saying within the first 10 hours of gameplay, it's literally you're going to one place, picking up a package, you're running to another place, dropping off the package, going to another place, picking up a package, and then going to another place to drop off this package. Now, the interesting thing about this game, it is made by a gentleman by the name of Hideo Kojima, who developed the famous Metal Gear Solid franchise. He's known for very story-driven games, and he usually makes very great games. This is his first time going away from his parent company, who he developed these games under, and doing his own thing. And I didn't get the game based on the notion of I didn't want to be a FedEx delivery simulator for 10 hours. A lot of people, it's funny because like the gaming review website I read, IGN, IGN USA gave it a 6 out of 10. IGN Japan gave it a 9 out of 10, right? And they described it as one of the best games ever. And I feel like the reason why this is happening I don't want to say it's a Beyonce effect, because Beyonce always makes quality music, but I feel like I'm going to call it the Taylor Swift effect. Everybody's just going to support it just because it's him.
T.
Right? Like, nobody cares how good it is. Like, if anybody else's name was on this game, it would have got trash. But the fact that it's him, people are raving up about it. But I also think it's a cultural difference where Americans enjoy the experience of actually playing a game. Like, that's why we enjoy shooters and 2K. Mm-hmm. Japanese and other people are more, they like story-driven games. So a game that they're not really too concerned with the actual gameplay. They're concerned with the story of what and what's being told in the game.
Okay, I see.
But other than that, a game called Control got nominated, which I don't know why. I don't know anybody that played that game. This game called The Outer Worlds, which I'm currently playing. Fortnite, of course, snatched up some fucking nominations. Other nominations, Call of Duty, of course, Modern Warfare. The surprise on this list, which I'm very excited about, was this game called Untitled Goose Game, which the point of this game, the entire point, which is why I love video gaming, is you're a goose, and you have these objectives that you have to do, but you're a goose. So pretty much you're just running around, like, snatching stuff out of people's pocket and annoying people, pretty much.
Okay, the concept of these games are killing me.
Right? Like, and you would think that's the weirdest game ever. That is nowhere near the weirdest game ever.
Got it.
But I actually play this game, and it's a really good game. Like, it's an amazing fucking game. Somebody told me to get it, and I'm like, nigga, what? And they're like, yo, bro, trust me. So I got it, and I would say I probably didn't put a good 8-9 hours in, and I'm addicted. Like, I love it. It's because it's not a traditional game. Like, it's not a shooter. It's not 2K. It's just something different. And it makes you, I think the thing about me with video games is I just love strategy. I love to think about things and have fun with it and not have it be stressful,
right,
like life.
Right.
All right, so on to our next story. Motorola has officially announced the new Razer
Jesus
phone. Did you
Christ.
Have a Razer when you were a kid?
Oh, duh, the fuck?
I didn't have one. My mom had a pink Razer, and when she walked in the house, I remember what happened.
I said, oh my God, you didn't have a Razer?
I didn't have a razor. My mom refused to give me a phone around that time. And I specifically remember them, AT&T, having a 2-for-1 special on razors. And this motherfucker came home with a pink razor, no other phone. And I'm like, so you literally didn't take advantage of a deal just to burn me?
I literally was about to say, one Christmas, my mom got both of us razors. And that probably was that deal. So...
Yeah, my mom burnt the shit out of me. Thank you, mom. I love you.
Suck it the fuck up.
But I eventually got a Sidekick. I think that's what the thing was. Like, Sidekicks was a big thing, and I think she just didn't know whether to get me a Sidekick or a razor. So she just said, you know what? Fuck you. You ain't getting shit. But anyway, Motorola has announced their new razor. The biggest change about the new razor is it is a foldable clamshell phone. With most... foldable phones, the concept of this is that if it's a phone that turns into a tablet, right? Motorola has taken it a different route, and they are saying that, okay, we're just going to give you a normal phone that can be folded down into a smaller phone. The phone starts off at $1,500, and the reason why people are excited about this phone is the clamshell is back, so you can finally hang up on motherfuckers the natural way, the rude way.
Bitch, click.
Click. You know what? Fuck you.
Click. Like, the image alone, like, one finger, like, get the fuck, like, wow.
The fuck off my phone.
Get the fuck off my phone, bitch.
Like, honestly, I'm probably not going to get this phone when it first come out, but I can see this being one of those trendy phones that, like, eventually drop in price towards the end of next year. And I can see myself spending some money on this phone just to be able to hang up on somebody. Like, literally the first day I get on this phone, I'll literally call somebody and get in an argument for no reason.
They'll be like, what is this energy? Like, nothing. Click.
Nothing. Click.
Like, I'm actually confused. Why are you yelling at me? Why are you yelling at me? Get the like, and then just end the phone call. I'm here for it.
Yeah, but shout out to Motorola for bringing this iconic phone back. Nice. The previews of it have been very good. We kind of discussed this on a previous show, but foldable phones, they use plastic screens. Mm-hmm. So pretty much when they unfold, you can kind of see this crease in the phone to where they fold. Whatever Motorola has patented, the hinge they patented, it actually pushes up on the screen. So it actually looks flat from every picture, every video I've seen. Mm. I haven't seen the crease at all on this phone.
Okay.
And honestly, yeah. I mean, so if you're a person that doesn't like a huge phone, but you do like your, I guess, your screen size or spaces, could be the perfect phone for you.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
All right. So have you signed up for Disney Plus?
I'm waiting to use somebody else login. So.
Okay, that's a gag. I was going to do that too, but I might sign up for it because Hulu, they have a bundle which is like Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like $12, $13, and I'm already paying like $6, $7 for Hulu, so what's another $6, $7?
See, here's my thing. Point? I'm paying for no ads, and it comes out to like $11, $12. So my thing is, like, can I get Disney Plus with Hulu and then add no commercials? Because, like, I don't do commercials.
I think somebody told me to make sure I upgrade to no commercials before I do that, because they upgrade you from whatever. Like, if you sign in and say you have a Hulu account, they're going to upgrade you from your whatever Hulu account that you have
currently.
And I don't think there's any way to retroact that. So I don't know. I'm going to check that out.
I don't know. I'm going to check it out. Do you get 30 days for free? Or you automatically pay for it? There ain't no 30 days free.
No, nigga. You get 7 days.
Ooh! Not seven.
Even Netflix only gave you 7 days. Like, Netflix used to give you like 2 weeks, and then they eventually was like, no, boo, you got 7 days to make up your mind.
You said, y'all scamming too much. Bring this shit.
Even Hulu,
back.
I think, is 7 days. So I think it's standard at this point for it to be 7 days. Anyway, next story. It's no secret that some of Disney's old cartoons and movies contain racist and offensive elements.
I saw some shit today.
It was a mystery. It is a mystery how the company would address the issue when its streaming service launched. To all those who wondered, here's your answer. Their entertainment giant has added a short warning at the end of the description for titles with problematic themes like Dumbo, Peter Pan, The Jungle Book, and Lady and the Tramp, which perpetrated harmful racial stereotypes that said this program is presented as originally created. It may contain outdated cultural depictions.
I feel like they could, like, that is the perfect little phrase, little synopsis that they could have given. Like, bitch, this was made.
I feel like outdated was the wrong word to
use. You feel like outdated?
In my opinion. Because it's not outdated. It was wrong from the get-go.
It was wrong?
Outdated means that it was trendy or it was cool back then, but now we ain't with that shit. You shouldn't have never been with that shit, but we all know how Walt Disney rocked. So.
That's true. So I think that since it's not outdated is not the right word. I agree with that.
But I feel you. At least they said something. They could have just posted the shit.
They literally just could have said,
you better look at these nigga pigeons. Dance around. We're shucking and jiving.
Okay. But I love that it was very like, bitch, y'all asked for this Disney Plus shit for these movies to come back, bitch. But don't be mad that this shit.
Yeah, don't be mad
that we
giving you this shit in original context. Okay? Ain't no edits.
Don't say shit to me, okay?
All right, I'm going to just say this story real quick. If you own a Ring company, please do not share a video with the police unless you really want to. Amazon has confirmed that police can keep your Ring doorbell videos forever.
So pretty much you
have to willingly hand over your, you have to approve this, but pretty much if they get any type of video footage from you, they can keep that shit forever. So,
I mean, that makes sense because you gave it to them.
Keep that in mind. All my white conservative whites out there, keep that in mind. Liberal. I keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. And other than that wraps it up for Houseway.
All right, so now let's get into
I wish a bitch would.
So Cardi B spit a freestyle the other day on Instagram, and I
it seemed pre-written.
All right. So if we just gonna talk, let's talk. Okay. It sounded very pre-written. If we talking about freestyle, that was not a freestyle, okay? And what I did, something just didn't feel, my energy and my spirit didn't feel right at the end of that video. That bitch seemed too excited to be finishing it. Like, it seemed like that was like the fifth take, and she was like, yes, bitch, I got it. Like, da-da-da-da. No, bitch, I need you to eat me the fuck up with your bars and then end the motherfucking video. I don't need to see the end of you like, yeah, suck my dick. Like, ah. Like, bitch, okay, first of all, let's look at what you didn't do. Like, it really wasn't like that. Like, you really ain't snapped like that. People on Twitter were like finding videos from different, like fucking Zoe 101. They were at the beach with her, and they didn't have no cell phone service, and it was like a 3-minute video. I was like, no, yeah, I don't have bars. Do you have any bars? They're like, yep, no bars. And I'm like, I'm screaming. Like, if you really look at like the lyrical content, she really just put words together that rhyme. Like, there were really no like heavy punchline. Let me say this: the hat to shit that she was saying to the motherfuckers on Rhythm and Flow. Oh, quotables and all this stuff and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, you got to get my attention. You got to get captions. I ain't get none of that shit from your motherfucking verse, bitch. All I heard was you got your Grammy and niggas licking your clit and this, that, and the third. That was a trash-ass freestyle. It was cute, but I really could have gotten more out of that. There was just, like, a lot of questionable things about that freestyle. I don't know. What were your thoughts on her little freestyle? She said, I be in a mansion and you be in my mansions. She raps in a minute long clip, which she shared on social media. Right out the trenches on top of the charts. Lost friends on the way. This shit is breaking my heart.
I thought she was a little too excited to end.
That's what I'm saying. Way too excited.
I felt like she had remembered it. She had rehearsed it. She had fucked it up a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And it was one of them things where she finally got it right on camera. And she was like, yes, I did it,
bitches.
So, I mean, but she did mention on, what was that, Rhythm and Flow, or Hustle, some shit in Flow, that she was looking for writer. So, I guess she
like,
found
oh, no. She said that this is just a little something till she finished up the album. And before adding, suck my dick. Girl,
can't wait.
Yeah, we'll
see. I feel like this is now, especially when it comes to female rap, this is a different environment. There's a lot more competition, which is why Nicki Minaj is kind of floating around.
There's a lot. It's definitely a saturated feel now. Everybody's a rapper. Even Lizzo considers herself a female rapper. So
I don't even think it's saturated. I just think it's in a lot more competition than back when Nicki Minaj, or even when Cardi B was doing it. As far as like female rappers who are like out there
and like charting,
name somebody out there who are like top charting besides Cardi B.
Besides Cardi B, Megan
and Nicki Minaj.
Megan's charting. Are you saying top charting? Like they come out with an album and it's number one?
No, I'm talking about, okay, Megan now. We're talking about now. I'm talking about when Cardi B album first came
out.
Oh,
like who else was out there? Like, yeah, no, who else was out there? Nobody really. All eyes were on Cardi B when she did what she needed to do. So.
And then after she got in that fight with Nicki, it was like, oh, well, here we go. I think after that shit happened, people was like, man, we ain't got time for this shit.
Yeah, like, fuck this shit.
Yeah, I just need to get together and make a ladies' night too and stop tripping.
Nobody is doing that.
Nobody's gonna check for nobody's that. Nobody's gonna check for that. It's a nice idea to put out there.
Yeah. So let's see here. Big Boy partnered up with Budweiser. He's coming out with a limited edition Tall Boy.
Oh yeah, that's already out, player.
Love that. This article was written.
I already got my pack.
Literally, what, 7 days ago. So shout out to Big Boy. Y'all can, I guess since it's out, y'all can go to y'all local gas station. Is that where you go get that? I'm not a beer drinker.
I mean, you can go to Publix and I mean beer.
Yeah, anywhere it's liquor beer, is sold. Yeah. Anywhere liquor is sold. Check that out.
It's white trash beer. You can find it anywhere.
Which is like honestly, I really would have loved it. Big Boy just would have came out with a beer. I'd be like, hey, y'all. But I feel like it's a collab. Like, I don't know. Whatever.
I mean, Big Boy be in his bag. I don't know if you ever saw his Breakfast Club interview where he talked about how he would go places and, like, the trailers was trash. So he actually, like, came out with, like, luxury, like, celebrity trailers. And literally every time I see somebody on a movie, like, lot and somebody and you see their trailer, it's Big Boy trailer.
Okay, so, yeah, that's what I'm talking like, about. Feeling the demand. You see an area.
Yeah, like he was like, "What's better than like?" I think on the interview, I don't want to quote him exactly, but what's better than like if you want to get into business, just look around. What do you need right now?
So Woe Vicky is legitimately really trying to fight Bad Baby for $1 million. I know we keep talking about this, but I legitimately want to see it. While nothing is official, Woe Vicky is reportedly aiming for a June 2020 fight date, and she apparently wants to take place at Arlington, Texas, AT&T Stadium.
Nobody's going to watch this because I think the Olympics going to be going on around that time. I'm not going to ignore world-class athletes to watch Beavis and Butthead fucking slap the shit out of each other.
I really want them to, like, this is like white on white crime.
I would like it to happen, and I want it to make national TV just to show you that you see white people, everyone here is trash. I know you're sitting here thinking black people are animals and monsters, but this is you.
This is literally, wow.
This is your people.
Like, if we really talk about it, like, creating fights and, like cockfights and shit like that, just like a violent atmosphere, like, I feel like we can just chop that up to the Caucasians.
I mean, for real. Like, I don't know. Have you seen Django?
Yes.
One of the scenes that fucking, like, really fucking, like, almost made me cry is when they made those two slaves fight to the death.
Oh, no, I don't remember that. Here's my thing. I don't really like slave movies just because I feel like that's the only fucking, like, shit, niggas.
Oh, I just thought of a fucking shit shade. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
I got like three shit shades right now.
Okay, I have one. And I feel like if that triggered something, I feel like it's possibly the same thing. But anywho, moving right along. Ari Lennox says she quit after losing at Soul Train Awards. So the Soul Train Awards were the other day.
Girl.
Wait. So the Soul Train Awards were the other day, and there was Best R&B Soul. There was an R&B album, it was album mixtape of the year, and Ari Lennox was a part of it, and Lizzo was the one that actually took the cake. So, the Dreamville Songstress said that she's done with music after losing at this weekend's BET Soul Train Awards. Lennox was nominated for 3 awards, including Best R&B Soul Female Artist, Best Collaboration Performance, and Album Mixtape of the Year for her critically acclaimed debut, Shea Butter Baby, but lost in all 3 categories. After the hard loss, she took to Twitter to reflect. She said, "I made a soul album for black people. I made an album for black people," tweeted Lennox. "I just don't understand at all, actually, but cool." Some took her comments as shade at Lizzo, who actually did win. She later explained that why the loss was so hurtful. It's not just an award. It wasn't any award. It was the Soul Train Awards. As you see, I'm a big fan of soul music and a huge fan of Soul Train history. Being snubbed for something I expected that was definitely prepared for just not by them. She received a lot of backlash for her tweets, and she says she was not trying to disrespect Lizzo. My intent was to never shade other nominees. I'm hurt, and I don't expect soulless haters to understand that. Every time I wrap my mind around it, I just can't accept it. It feels like a breakup. I made a soulful album. I never ran from who I am. I just expected that one platform to understand that.
Girl, it's the Soul Train Awards.
But that's the point, though. Like, I feel like that's the point. Like, okay, so the Soul Train Awards ain't like the fucking Grammys, but like, that's the point,
baby
though.
Baby girl,
like,
you got so many other blessings, though, going on in your life right now. You talking about you about to quit getting your check. And keep in mind, Ari Lennox be on, she be on all type of Instagram live talking about, oh, I'm going here to get my check. I'm going here to get paid. I'm going here to get my money. So you telling me that you about to cut off your checks because you got snubbed at the Soul Train Awards, my nigga?
Okay.
You know what I'd do if I got snubbed? I would be in my feelings, but I would also take all my fucking money, go buy out a VIP booth, and drink myself silly. And then I would have my chauffeur, because I'm rich, take me back to my nice-ass hotel where I would fucking order a lobster and steak dinner with my fucking money, and I would take my ass to sleep, pass the fuck out. And see, I would wake up to that nice-ass view of my hotel because I got money and be like, you know what? Fuck the Soul Train Awards because, bitch, I'm blessed.
But see, that's the thing, though. Okay, so I completely understand where she's coming from, because Lizzo makes music for everybody, right? Like, she makes it for the white people. You make it for fat white people, skinny. You make it for black people. Whoever can relate to her body positivity, she makes it for everybody. What Ari Lennox is saying, she was like, I made music for my people, and I went to a platform that is strictly supporting our people, and then you gave it to a bitch that's not supporting just our people. Like, and if we talk about, and I say this shit all the time, like, all this now, there's people who categorize, like, Khalid, for example. He came out with a new album or a new single, and they labeled it R&B and soul. And I played that fucking song, and it was a fucking pop techno ass. Ain't no R&B and or soul was a part of any of that. But if I sit here and I play Ari Lennox, Shea Butter Baby, I feel that shit. I felt me inside of that album. Like, new apartment. I just got, like, literally every aspect of that album, it was soulful. I felt it. I ain't played no motherfucking Lizzo. But you know what I did play? Shea Butter Baby. Because I felt connected to. I didn't feel connected to Lizzo. Was Lizzo even there? I feel like she did, was she like,
I wouldn't have showed up.
That's the tea in it. That's the tea in itself, right? Like, if you're giving an award to somebody who didn't even have the fucking audacity to show up to the shit in the first place, they don't even fucking care about your award show. Like, if they didn't make the time and space to attend, they didn't want to be there. So it's like, I completely understand where she's coming from. Now, is she reacting well? No. But, like, is she valid in her thoughts and her feelings now that she has expressed it? I believe so. Like, BET continuously does shit like that. Like, as soon, like, for example, Nicki Minaj and Cardi B, right? BET, as soon as Cardi B got Best Hip Hop Album of the Year or whatever, they went to Twitter and was like, oh, Cardi B beat Nicki Minaj, da da da, and just like dragging Nicki Minaj. And it's like, this is fucking black entertainment television, and you're sitting here dragging a black woman and uplifting a Latino woman. Like, this is our fucking network, and you can't even let us motherfuckers be on here and be great.
But you know, it's not our network anymore.
It's not our network, but like, it's just frustrating time and time again to, like, I completely understand where the fuck she's coming from. Like, Lizzo just, she's not that girl to me. Like, she can't even really sing like that. Like, I if we're talking about feeling it, like, I feel Ari more than I feel Lizzo. Like, Lizzo can make a cute little bop. I just took a DNA test. Turns out, like, it's just not, it's a different vibe. And if we're looking at Soul Train Awards, like, that shit ain't soul to me. But that's just me. I don't know. I grew up with my motherfucking mama just playing fucking Mary J. Blige and shit that just made you emotional. So maybe that's just me being biased. But the shit that they be categorizing as R&B and soul now ain't fucking R&B and soul, bro. So when you have somebody that's actually making content that is R&B and soul, and you lose to a bitch that just like making pop music, like, that's aggravating.
Yeah, I definitely feel. I feel you from that aspect. But I'm just going ahead and say, girl. Like, for real, like, you got to keep in mind that you're not making music for the people who are giving out these awards. You're making music for your fans. So if you're going to say you're going to stop, you're not disappointing them. You're not disappointing the Soul Train Awards. They're going to continue to have Soul Train Awards, and they're going to continue to give out awards. They don't give a fuck. That's not going to stop them. But your fans are going to be hurt. the fact that they're not getting any more music from you, and it's not even their fault. Like, they didn't do anything.
Right. Yeah, I don't even know how the fucking Soul Train works. Like, is it a nominee, like, or like a committee? Do you vote? Like, I don't fucking know.
I don't know, girl. But if you get nominated next year, I'm not gonna watch. But if they have a voting system, just let me know, and I will personally vote for you.
My vote.
But
to you.
Please don't let that stress you. I continue. It's plenty of people out here love you and continue getting your check, and you out here promoting positive things. Your album cover is If I had bad for it.
Listen, okay. Ari Lennox is a bad bitch. But someone tweeted, I saw earlier today, it was a Beyonce video, and it was just like, Beyonce was talking about like the awards and stuff like that, and she was like, Pretty Hurts was a direct correlation to how she felt about awards, and she was just like, you know, I starved myself. I worked hard. I didn't sleep. I did all these things to try and get this award, and it's like not get the award and not feel like validated in the work that I did. Like, she was like, I shouldn't feel like that. And she basically was like, fuck these awards. Like, as long as I'm working hard to make sure I put out the best possible content that I can, like, whatever happens after that, that's great. But I'm doing everything that I'm doing out of like a place of happiness. And I was like, damn, that's real. Honestly, like, really fuck these awards. Like, if you really want to, like,
yeah. And that's how Ari should look at it. That's honestly
that's
how she
should
look
at
it. Because
it.
Look how many times Beyonce got
shot. Oh, my God.
And we all know
but
she deserves
the thing. That's the thing,
album.
Though. Beyonce is well-seasoned. Like, she has, like, this is Ari's first out. Like, this is her first time being an artist. Like, she was a fucking, like, I don't know her actual job, but, like, a fucking call center person. Like, she didn't even want to leave that job because she was scared to be an artist. So when she did that, she came out with this one album, and, like, that's your baby. Like, being an artist and, like, not having putting so much love and effort into like a project and then like not getting the response that you would want after like you just put everything into it, like you think it's perfect, and then people are just like, nah, we're gonna give it to this other bitch who just be jumping around and talking about being a 100% DNA test bitch and all this. I don't know what the fuck going on, but shout out to Ari Lennox, man. I fuck with you the long way. You sexy, thighs looking thick, you pretty, you funny, and I suck your titty, so. But moving right along, that does wrap up all that I have for I Wish a Bitch Would. Now we can go ahead and get into shit shade. So you say you had 3 shit shades now? Hold on.
Yeah, hold on. Wait, go do yours first because I don't want to.
Okay, so I'm going to just ask one simple question. Could you ever imagine Julia Roberts portraying Harriet Tubman?
Okay, bitch, bitch, bitch. When I tell you I would have burnt the fucking movie theaters down, like there is no fucking way. There's no fucking way. As trash as that movie already fucking was, that you're gonna fuck, like, I don't even know why I'm surprised. Like, they literally made up a black slave catcher in this movie.
Oh,
like,
child. Let me say the story for the people who do not know.
Okay, go
Gregory
ahead.
Allen Howard, the screenwriter and producer of the film, revealed during a Q&A published earlier this month by the Harriet Studio in L.A. that when he was first started working on the movie back in 1994, Julia Roberts was suggested to play Harriet Tubman. Okay, a white woman was suggested to play a bitch that was black and free
black
people from the white people that was keeping them locked the fuck up, okay?
Fucking aggravated.
Does this make sense to anybody? But you know what? When you are in a room full of white people, this makes all the motherfucking sense. So he says, when someone pointed out that Roberts couldn't play Harriet, the executive responded, "It was so long ago, no one is going to know the difference." That is white people's narrative for any fucking like any black related struggle in regards to slavery. That was so long ago. Don't worry about it. But you know what y'all still fucking represent this day? 9/11. Y'all do that shit every motherfucker. That was a long time ago. Right? But like when we have
y'all still celebrate Columbus Day.
Okay, but when we have shit that are still affecting the people that were a part of that whole civil rights movement to this day. I get called a nigger on the street to this day. Like, what? And you have the audacity to have a white bitch play a black woman? I'm sick and tired of this shit. Y'all do this shit. Oh, what was the other bitch? Nina Simone, they had this light-skinned bitch play her, and they literally, like,
They literally had
the blackface her. So you mean to tell me you was gonna black? You just did not give that much of a fuck that you was gonna.
I would have burnt the movie theater down if they blackfaced Julia Roberts. Like, I would have found this bitch in the street. I would have flew out of California personally. Like, whenever they giving her a star, whatever public appearance, I'm gonna have to stab up the security guard, and I'm just gonna have to give her these hands.
And what I don't know, and what I have read from that, I don't know if Julia Roberts was set to play and or if she agreed to play it. But bitch, you can catch these hands too. If I ever find out you was in that motherfucking room ready to play a goddamn Harriet Tubman, bitch, not
there
today.
There's no way that reached Julia Roberts' door, and she was like, "Oh, bitch!"
Like, there ain't no way in hell. Okay,
there is no way. I really want Julia Roberts to come out and say,
"Don't ever put me in no shit like that." So clearly, Roberts was not cast as Harriet Tubman, but the fact that she was even a suggestion is giving Hollywood the side eye. And I don't know why, because everybody been giving y'all the side eye, because y'all just consistently and continuously cast white depicted environments when it is clearly a black environment. Like, if we just time and time again, Jesus Christ, if we even put people in Egypt or Africa, y'all just literally spray tan some white people talking about, "All right, now go." What?
This shit has got to stop. Like, I can even give you Egyptians, because just like, you know, they're a little lighter, but like, Harriet Tubman is black as night.
As hell.
Like, every picture you saw her, black as fucking night. I've never seen a picture.
Y'all
where
said Julia
Harriet
Roberts.
Tubman was even.
Y'all really said Julia Roberts.
Y'all really said, like, I would have been pissed if y'all would have said even a light skinned person, but y'all went Julie fucking Roberts. Like, where's my baseball bat? Which, by the way, make sure you guys will probably listen to the show right around Thanksgiving. Make sure you go check out Queen and Slim, which comes out next
week.
It has been getting very excellent reviews. It currently has 100% on Rotten Tomato, which I'm pretty sure that'll go down by the time the film releases. But still check it out. It looks like it's going to be a very good film. And I personally can't wait to go see it Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
night.
That's just if we're talking about supporting black things, that's it right there. And
go out and support.
Go out and support that. Oh, and speaking of supporting black things, never mind. We just don't keep that pushing. But that's my shit, Shay. Fuck everybody that was involved who even had to fix their lips up to say Julia Roberts to play a black woman freeing black people from slavery. Shut the fuck up.
Freeing black people from slavery, which I can even see if we ain't never see a picture.
If we had no idea who Harriet Tubman was, and if y'all really wanted to paint this picture that this white woman saved the slaves, I'd be like, "Wow, fuck me up." But we know, okay? We know who this is.
I would have been so excited if Harriet Tubman was actually white. I'm like, this white bitch out here freeing slaves?
Like, yes. Fuck me up. But no, that's actually not what has happened. But whatever, I'm off that. I'm glad it didn't happen. That's all I got to say. But whoever was in that room and said,
"No, this movie shouldn't have happened, period." I read like a synopsis of this movie, and like,
cut
literally is coach, like, it's like, it's not based on facts at all. They pretty much made up a story to release this movie. And I just knew white people had something to do with this movie. White people, stop making black movies.
Because that's the only way they see us. And I feel like if that should tell you enough right there. How many ways are we going to get a fucking slavery movie? Like, we get, it's the same every time they want to talk about anything black or tell a black story or black history. It's just slavery. Black people have done so much more. And other things, black people have invented things. And they've touched on that. They talked about, what movie was that when it was the three black NASA scientists that...
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that were a part of going to the moon. Like, we're touching on that. But if we put weight on the amount of slavery movies compared to movies that are uplifting and showing everybody what black people have actually done for this society and culture, it is much lower and has a lot less weight than slavery movies. And I'm tired of it. I'm so tired.
Which also, check out The Banker. I think it comes out December 6th, which is my birthday. Ooh, it's actually and it's going to be on Apple Plus. It's a movie that Apple is doing, but it's another black movie about the first African American bank that was open.
Like,
so,
and I saw that commercial too. Fuck me up. Like, that's actually what I want to see, because what's pissing me off,
I've never heard the story in my
life. Pissing
so
me
I would love
literally,
to hear
literally. But what's pissing me off the most is like, when we continuously come out with these slavery movies, I'm just visually seeing white people fill up these theaters and watching it and enjoying it. like, in getting their fucking rocks off to, like, damn, I wish that was now. Like, that's just all I can think about. And I just, I'm over it. I'm over it. That's it. That's it. You have a shit shape?
I do. So, my shit shape goes to the American government and Apple. This vaping ban shit has to stop because y'all seem to be going to the extreme to, censor or ban vaping, which is probably killed a couple of hundred to a thousand people, versus cigarettes, y'all just hush mouth about, which has literally killed millions of people, right? As of recently, so I have a PAX, which is a vaporizer, which is for medicinal purposes. You know, I take it with me to be discreet. You know, sometimes I get in stressed out situations, you know, club situation like that.
Right.
Situations I can't leave, I just need to hit it real quick without anybody know I'm hitting.
Period.
Because, you know, when you start hitting blunts, niggas be like, oh, let me hit that. Like, nigga, no, what?
Like, leave me alone.
Like that little Uzi video. Like, nigga, back up.
Literally back up.
Yeah, but Apple has recently pulled all vaping apps from the App Store, and this includes a app that PAX has on the App Store, which... pretty much, they don't. This app isn't for tobacco vaping purposes at all. Like, this app literally gives you a chart of how to vape up your marijuana. And for some medicinal patients, this is actually good because to cure certain or to, I guess, to make some things feel better, you have to vape your marijuana at a certain temperature. But pretty much, if you don't have this app at this point, you're not going to get the app. They pretty much banned all apps. It doesn't matter. They haven't even looked into. And this shit is pissing me off because, like, y'all going so hard on vaping only because Juul and all these other companies ain't paid off the right congressmen or senators.
Mm.
That's the only reason y'all going so hard on this. Because when we started talking about gun control, which has killed so many people, when we started talking about tobacco, which has killed so many people, y'all are real hush mouth on that shit. Oh, nah, we can't. But yeah, like, they ain't shit y'all can do about that, but y'all going real hard on this vaping and shit. And I feel like it's just, y'all just doing this shit to distract people from other shit. And that's my shit shade.
My other shit shade was that
Harriet shit. Cause I could just picture if she did do that movie, them trying to show that shit to us in school. And I know if that movie would have came out in 94, they would have been trying to show me that shit in school, and I would have flipped over. Nigga, I would have. I got expelled from school because, nigga, what you will not do is spend my movie day, my hard-earned movie day in high school, showing me some white bitch freeing my people.
Literally.
And that's all I have. I think I had another shit shade, which, not really, but shout out to Lamar Jackson. He's the quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens. He's also from the crib. He's from Florida. And, he was one of the people where white people was like, oh, he's not going to be good. He runs too much. And it's, you know how black quarterbacks are. Mm-hmm. They sprint because obviously they fast. And literally he got passed up by 31 teams. He was the last first round draft pick. And you can, I watched that draft and I can see the disappointment in his face that he got like turned down by so many teams.
Oh, I think I saw
that. But
the
Ravens are now 8-4. Yeah, the Ravens are now fucking 8-2 and they're having an excellent fucking season. Lamar Jackson has a 98 player rating, passer rating out of 100. So one of the best QBs in the league right now. So fuck y'all. And shout out to Colin Kaepernick. I see he got his NFL workout, but I still don't think nobody going to sign him.
Yeah.
Just because.
Saw that.
Just because. Yeah, I just think that was. And people said Jay-Z has something to do with that. Stop. Like, I don't want to see no articles about Jay-Z was rumored to do something. Like,
period.
If it hasn't come out of his mouth, like, no, because anybody can put that rumor out there. Jay-Z can easily walk up to his publisher, yo, put this rumor out that I did that.
Literally. And that's the
And who is not going to listen to Jay-Z's publicist knowing that's his publicist? And put that out there.
Yup.
So, I don't want to hear that shit. Unless Jay-Z come out of his mouth, unless it's confirmed, I don't want to hear shit. Stop posting that shit. Stop sending that shit to me. I don't want to see that shit.
Period.
Because none of that shit has been confirmed.
Period.
Like, literally, when that shit came out, everybody, yo, what you think about him now? I still think the same fucking thing, because this hasn't been confirmed.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, nothing has changed. He's still not signed. Like, just because he pressured him into having a workout, that doesn't mean it changes any fucking thing. That doesn't mean that he still sold his soul to the fucking devil.
Mm-hmm.
And that wraps it up for my shit shade.
Oh, wow. That was a great show.
Amazing show. This will be the show you guys listen to for Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving. I hope that you guys have an amazing Thanksgiving and get to spend time with your family. If not your family, then your friends. And if you're spending Thanksgiving alone, I feel it. I've had to spend several Thanksgivings alone working in retail for so long. So, just go get your little turkey and stuff from Boston Markets and, you know, just know it's just a another day.
If you're vegan, you know, eat a salad. But yeah,
they don't got no like tofurkey or nothing like that.
I don't fucking know. I'm actually having my Thanksgiving vegan catered because that's how much of a extra ass nigga I am.
Are you going around your mama's house?
You know, my mom basically was already just like, I don't know what you're gonna do for Thanksgiving.
That's what I was just thinking. Like, if you pull up with that shit, she's gonna be like, okay, could you put that over there?
Literally. Like, she's like, I'm cooking what I'm cooking. You can bring whatever you're going to be bringing. I'm not going to say I'm going to eat it, but you can bring it. Like, that's basically the vibe that she's on. But that's okay. Ain't no problem. Make sure I'm good on my side. You feel me?
Did you see that news story about them cooking Impossible Whoppers on, like, regular grills? The dude who's suing, like, I was reading a lot of comments. A lot of people say that he, like, literally he has no case because they never advertised as vegan. They just advertised it as a plant-based burger.
Y'all should have known. And I knew. I mean, I knew what the fuck was going on. They don't care. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they don't care. Their response to it was, we can throw this shit in the microwave on a grill.
And I will beat your ass.
And I was like, why the fuck do y'all even got microwaves? Like, I will beat, like, if I see somebody make my burger and immediately throw that shit in the microwave, like, give me my money back.
I might as well just do that shit at home. I might as well, like.
Might as well. Like, just give me the burger, right? And give me a deal since y'all saving money on electricity.
Sure. But yeah, that wraps up everything that I have on my end. What about you, my friend?
That wraps it up for Shit Shay. Again, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. It's been real.
It's been real. This is your boy, Just Jay.
And this is your boy, Killer K.
And we out this beyond.